Oh, the Metellos are going with them. Because we thought it would be nice for who was scheduled to be doing nursery to not do it, because we kind of appreciate you guys, because it is my wife and Connor that we're doing it, and since we have a son who has hand, foot, and mouth. Is it a disease or is it a syndrome? Disease. There we go. And by the way, I know that the light is weird, the lamp and the projector's going out, and that's why it's really green. So you'll see that. We're going through the Gospel according to Luke. So if you will turn in your Bibles or in the Tapestry Bibles, I believe the Tapestry Bibles is page 714 and 715. We're going to read a lengthy portion, and then I'm going to read a lengthy portion to end with. So if you would turn to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 45, if I remember right. And I do. This is what the word of the Lord says. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be," Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be fulfilled to me." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promise to her." Now, guys, I need you to think about something. And specifically, I need you to think about something small that has made a dramatic change in your life, in your experience. And I don't mean by that something bad, okay? Don't go negative on this. Think of something positive. And I want to show you something that has done that for me. And the problem here is going to be that my Southern is going to come out, because there's a word that you, well, what we would call Yankees, but you Northerners can say that I can hear it when you say it, and I can't remember to say it. So I'm going to say it incorrectly, okay? This is a remote that's, there we go. This is a pen. Okay? Did I say it right? It's the other one. Okay. The thing I would write about is a pan? Okay, I'm not even trying. Okay. So in the South, they're both the same, and I can't do it. This is very important. Now, when you drove up here, you may have seen a convertible Mustang, a 1989 convertible Mustang. Yes, I am super thrilled. It was my dad's car. My dad passed away about a year and a half ago, and many of you know I got that car last year, drove it, and then the transmission went out. Now, my dad fixed it up, and then I've slowly been fixing it up more, because if you ever knew my dad, he's really good on fixing things up to the point that he gets tired, and then he just doesn't care anymore. So, like, my dad had the interior completely reupholstered. And then he was like, "Ah, you know, the wheels don't look really good. I'll just grab a can of white spray paint and just I'll spray paint those. And they looked awful. So slowly but surely I've been building stuff up. And then Connor, who just disappeared, he's a mechanic. Actually, he's a student, but he was a mechanic. And he was like, well, I can help you on that. And so over the past 2 months, we have been changing it from an automatic transmission to a standard transmission. And last week, we got the transmission up in the car, which was one of the most awful things I have ever done, because you have to be underneath it and lift it up like that. It's 130 pounds on one arm, and it's just, it's awful. And at that point, Connor said, you know how I told you there would be lots of little parts we would have to buy and just find these things? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, we can't finish today. And the reason we can't finish today is because I just realized there is this 1 inch, actually, we didn't know how long it was. He's like, there's a metal pin that we need to have that slides into this one thing that just says, hey, I'm here. That's its entire function. And we need to get this. So we searched online, and I found this pin. It is literally just a piece of metal that is an eighth of an inch. So imagine, this is where my Southern comes out, okay? Imagine the ink cartridge from a pen. That's the size of that if you cut it down to an inch. So this pen is the width of an ink cartridge in a pen. Am I confusing you yet with my Southern A's? Yes, I did. So anybody want to take a wild guess how much this thing cost? No, wow. I would have been really, really terrible about that. No, it was $5 for this pen, and the cheapest shipping was $12. That was for 5 days. I was just anxious. I was like, all we need is this. I mean, literally, it is. There's not a lot I could do mechanically on this. Connor was really nice, and he would like, Robert, I really need your help with this. And what I know he was saying was, Robert, I want you to feel like you're helpful, okay? I know that's what he would say. And so I would be, if you ever helped, you know, a parent work on a project, and they would be working on the project, and they would say, will you hand me this tool? That's what I was doing, okay? But I was so excited, because I knew, it's like, even I can put this pen in. I know I can do that. All you have to do is just slide it in there. But the car will not function otherwise. This small pen, so small that when it came in an envelope this big, and I thought, I think this is my pen, but it feels like there's absolutely nothing in the envelope. I was thankful that they had put it into a little plastic bag, because otherwise I would have never found it in the envelope. I was so excited when this small little thing came. Because without the small little thing, that Mustang would not be outside today. Without the small little thing, I would not have been finding excuses to drive around town yesterday, because I wanted to be able to drive around in my convertible with Bob Marley playing, okay? That's what I wanted to do. Have you ever had something small that was the most important